118 number in Italy. This is the ocean of logos. You see, 118 is everywhere. It appears everywhere, but every different situation decided to somewhat customize, personalize this logo. And this is a typically Italian trait. Italy made up of municipalities, corporations, arts, crafts, whatever. But despite all that, this system did produce some results. And what did not come out was a real uniformity. That is, we adopted the same standardized medical procedures, healthcare, but we still talk a different language. For instance, to me, what is a green code for another unit might be coded as yellow. So why? Because it depends on the logistic and resources that are available in that area. So if I want to, for instance, if we want to carry out a survey and collect data, compare data, I need to have an interpreter for each one of those logos to try and make, you know, an exhaustive survey. But the emergency system 118 in Italy is the way it is because of a law. We started talking about this 30 years ago. That is, 30 years ago in Italy, there was 113, 112, 116. That is, all these numbers, there were numbers for different services. For healthcare, there was nothing in those days. When we started discussing this possibility, we immediately split into two fronts, two divisions, two parties. There was a national institution, 118 is a national number, the pure idea of a single national emergency service with its own organization that controls its own means and facilities. And the other one, 118, was pure coordination, so that people won't have to memorize too many numbers. So, and then the call would be dispatched. Nothing was decided. No agreement was achieved. It is so typical in Italy. 10 years later, that is in the 90s, the problem becomes topical again. Why is it so? Why does it become so hot again? Because the press, the media started highlighting, pointing to situations, emergency situations, where there had been no effective coordination. So the Ministry of Healthcare and the Conference of the Italian Regions and decided together to sit around the table, to put up a technical forum to discuss and find out a possible solution. So, and there are two solutions. We have regions, some regions in Italy which along the years got themselves prepared, the organizations of two regions from central Italy, that is Tuscany and Emilia-Romagna, which had their own units, operating units, because they put them up, because they had the resources to do so. So when you have resources, it's easy to put them together and manage them. But they had no call number, and they had to finally call them. Other Italian regions did not even know if they had resources, where they were, how they could be used, and they needed more time. So they wanted to have a rule, say, to have a rule, a law that could be changed and adapted and adjusted and shaped according to their needs. So the result is that it was decided to have a telephone central unit, a telephone switch, say, that can provide general indications but does not create any proper constraints. I mean, where things already work properly, this new thing should not make things slower. At the same time, it should allow those who want to do something to have more autonomy. So there was a special law issued in March 92, a decree, a law decree, which, and in the meanwhile, in Italy, there has been a federation of regions for whatever concerns healthcare issues. So in order to keep this autonomy of the regions, the law decree was called Coordination and Orientation Law for Regions to determine and coordinate healthcare and emergency services. So each region is allowed to decide to what extent, how, when, whatever. This is what I called the choice to reduce the worst effects. So for instance, we still have a region which has no single number, and we are in 2012. It's a region in the south which hasn't got any single number for cold. So, but this new law decree gives the regions that already had the structure and organization to start right away. And it gave time to other regions to adjust, to catch up, say. So at present, 12 years later, this law decree dating back to 1992, to what extent has it been implemented? There are regions that somewhat complied with law better than others. But if we have a review of the Italian situation, so if we consider the regions that are fully compliant, well, for instance, Article 3 that says that the operating units of the region must be compatible with one another. That is, if I call the unit for the neighboring province, they should have the same operating system. I say A, he understands A. I say B, he understands B. This is not possible. This does not exist. And the decree, this law, provided for, with the collaboration of the Post and Telecommunication Ministry, provided for a radio network that would manage complex and emergency situations. This network does not exist, has never been implemented. And there was yet another law in 98 that issued guidelines as to the way these radio networks had to be created, and they are not here, not yet. And then the healthcare emergency services should be the exclusive competence of the Italian healthcare system, which is not true. We don't know who's got these competences, who's in charge of what. Anyway, the regions, the best, even the autonomous regions, those that had special provisions, law provisions, did not do anything better. But despite all that, the results that we obtained are not too bad, so awful considering the situation. So we did quite well despite all. So what will probably standardize, what will create uniformity in the system will be, for instance, cost, technology that can no longer be ignored. For instance, people say, can't you see the number the call comes from? I mean, we are in 2000. And then the availability of information, you can't say I didn't know that, because as soon as you have technology, you have access to information, and most of all, Europe. And the special time we are going through, for instance, the contingent situation will oblige us to collaborate more, because our problems are shared by everybody else. Here you have a review of the state of the art of our units, I won't show the situation region by region, but just in general terms, this is a summary if you want. These are all the Italian regions, and you see the number of operating units, 102 units, 106 for Italy, for France, I don't know. I think 102 in Italy are really too many. We have units which were created according to the city code number. For instance, so the technology was more powerful than the reason why this thing was created. There are also many other problems, but anyway, in my opinion, there's been an over number of units in cities, and yet Basilicata, this other region, hasn't still got a single number. Now, the presence of nurses and the units is well, it's quite high as an average, but there are some operating units which, despite the law, says that the person in charge of the dispatching center, dispatching unit, is a nurse. There are units where there are no nurses, not yet. Fortunately, these are just a few cases, but still. You'll find all these things on the proceedings of this meeting, and there are many figures, many data which are not available because there are units which are not capable of, for example, if I ask them how many men you have, what kind of vehicles you have, they say, hold on, I got to check up. Can't tell you right away. So this doesn't happen in all regions. It doesn't happen in those regions where things go better. Well, my conclusions are, it took us 30 years to unify, say, the number, have 118 all over Italy. Now, I don't know whether it's really worth, it's going to be worth creating, working for 30 years longer and do something 118 different from the European one. Maybe it's better to adopt the European mind, and maybe this need of thinking European will be the thrust that will help us standardize and unify the whole system. Because unfortunately, the problem of Madrid is something that concerns any European city, because we will leave very similar situations. And especially in terms of civil protection, whenever there is a need of collaboration among units, for instance, if a unit in Pistoia sends me its vehicles or means to force, I can't talk to these means because I have no radio bridge. I can't tell the ambulance, whatever, go here, go there, because we do not communicate. Now, I would like to give the floor to Dr. Berni, because today, maybe, we got something very important to announce. The Euro feeling, the Euro spirit must be cultivated, and so, as Professor Dr. Martinez said this morning, he presented his philosophy, and he stressed the need of sharing, of getting European, of being as much as possible in rapid and precise communication, both between users and operators, as well as operators among themselves. That's why we would like to share with you the need we have to accredit the emergency system by means of a few very simple but significant deeds. I would like to present a solution that we felt like submitting to your attention. And I see the audience has been growing. I'm very happy to see more and more people attending this event. So what we want to do is the following. We want to put forward a proposal which is divided into two parts, but they are so crystal clear that the difficulties that Gianni highlighted have been overcome despite the law, despite the legal system. Well, the proposal we want to put forward to submit to your attention, your consideration, as if you believe so, you can underwrite it, is the following. With the participants in the event, the first international consensus meeting on nursing, on emergency nursing held in Florence on the 10th of May 2004, declare that in order to implement an effective emergency system which is easy to access, it is necessary to adopt the following. First, single healthcare exclusive European number for medical emergency. Secondly, access in all European languages.
Ci permetteremo di anticipare.
We would like to say that this proposal that emerges from this conference is supported by University of Florence, by the regional healthcare system, and will be submitted to the European Parliament through the Italian MP. The resolution is underwritten by University of Florence, Department of the Emergency Department of the Hospital of Florence, as well as the local health unit for the metropolitan area, ANIARSI, the local health unit number 10, and the colleagues that represent Finger and the 118 physicians, represented by Dr. Calzeroni and Claudio. So for this reason, this petition is, we hope that the audience will approve this proposal, and Gino Calzeroni will be in charge of transmitting this to all 118 units so that all of them will have the possibility to underwrite this petition, which we believe at European level will be a very considerable driving engine to try and achieve what we've said. I invite you to read our proposal again and criticize it if you felt like doing it, but please underwrite it. It's not negligible. It's very simple, but it is as simple as, but at the same, it's very important and really great if it really achieves to solve the two problems we are highlighting. Thank you.
Je remercie le. Je crois que l'initiative est très bonne. Il y a juste une précision à apporter, c'est que on a actuellement en Europe, dans l'Europe des 15. 10 pays qui ont adopté sur la réforme sur le 112. Et je crois que quand on parle d'un numéro unique européen, si vous n'allez pas dans le sens du 112, vous allez contre 10 pays européens. Donc ne pensez pas que les gens qui ont investi, qui ont travaillé très dur sur une collaboration vers le 112, vont maintenant diverger d'opinion et recommencer un combat sur un autre numéro. Donc vous avez un élément en 112 qui est important, j'espère que vous allez utiliser dans cette charte, dans cette déclaration de Florence, que je trouve une excellente initiative, le numéro 112. Sinon, vous allez faire face à de gros problèmes. Voilà.
Alors, pour chercher de rester dans les temps,
So let's try.